We're aware that many of you are from or are currently in a single-parent home, and there are challenges in that situation. We're going to talk about them today and hopefully encourage you. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta. And Danny, those challenges are very real. Give us kind of a summary of some of the bigger aspects of being raised in a single-parent home.
Yeah, one of them is the commodity of time and attention. Right, if there are multiple kids, the less attention you're going to have. And you have an exhausted parent many times that is trying to keep up with things and also just make ends meet, bring the finances into the home to bring food. And there have been some families I've worked with that have really struggled to bring in the finances to provide food and clothing and shelter. And so that that in itself can be stressful for kids. And I'd say a big one is just the availability of a parent to be able to access and talk about life with and to feel a sense of trust and safety and security. That many times is missing in that single parent home. It doesn't mean single parents can't provide that. It means they have to be super intentional about carving out the day in order to do that and be attuned and attentive with their kids. A few kids have said, boy, the environment is more peaceful. Even though it's hard, it's more peaceful now that my parents aren't constantly fighting and in chaos. And the scariness of that, especially the younger the child, the better it was for them when it was just they could stop, heal, and go through that hardship that was a little more predictable than the unpredictability of the conflict in the home. So there's a lot of challenge with it, but a lot of opportunity for hope and dependence on their Heavenly Father.
A lot of complexities, but there is hope. We're going to hear now from Dr. Roland Warren, who had to overcome a lot as he was raised in a single-parent family. And along with him, of course, Focus President Jim Daly was raised by his mom as a single mom for a season. Let's hear how those guys offer encouragement to single moms in connecting with your son. Yeah, and Roland, both you and Jim could answer this question probably. Does it have to be like a long amount of time? I'm guessing that the answer is actually short and steady is really what matters to a boy in this circumstance.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's which really takes the pressure off of the mom, right? It doesn't have to be these long conversations. It really can be along the way, so to speak, as you're doing life with your son, but just doing it with an intentionality that you're building this connection and that you're showing the power of the presence and how it can transform your relationship with your son. And you're going to need that later in life when he starts to really want to pull away. These investments that you make now are going to be the ones that are significant deposits that you're going to have to make withdrawals against later in life. And so make those small deposits today and the interest will grow over time, just like in an investment account. And that's really what we want to encourage them to do.
I could tell you went to Wharton.
I did.
Hey, let's end here. Again, I mentioned this last time just about a woman's incredible capacity to carry the burden, feel the load, sometimes even spilling into unwarranted guilt. But they just are capable of that. And I think, again, men, we tend to shrug that off on the other guy. You know, that's his problem. But in that respect, speak to the mom who may be overwhelmed with that guilt or worry about her 13, 14, 17-year-old son, who maybe these things have not been done or she can't connect with him anymore because he doesn't want to be at home or whatever the behavior is. But what can she do to maybe get that relationship moving in a better direction?
Well, the first thing really is prayer. You know, prayer can break through walls, can break through anything. And so many of the single moms that I interviewed for the book, the power of prayer was central. And they went through ups and downs with their sons. Sometimes their sons were blaming them for the father's absence. Sometimes their sons were kind of pulling away, all that. And one of the consistent things that I heard throughout every single one of these moms was that they prayed and the power of prayer for your son. So you feel like, well, I'm helpless. Actually, you're not. You have prayer and you can always pray and God will work through situations, will work through people. And I think the other thing too, there's always an opportunity for a reset. Even if you didn't do some of the things that you thought that you needed to do, the reality is that God still can use the second chances and this reset for you to be able to do that. Yeah. And you can start having those conversations again by building those relationships in the context that you have, in the moments that you have with your son.
Ron, this has been so good. I mean, this book is full of great wisdom for all parents, actually. but particularly those single parent moms to raise their sons of promise. And you've done a wonderful job. I know you had to live it. I hope you, like me, will say, hey, God gave us this path. We want to honor the Lord with the life he's given us and help as many people around us as possible. I know that's your heart, and it's my heart too.
Well, Danny, I loved how Roland emphasized the power of prayer. I mean, that's accessible to all of us, but we especially want to encourage you as a single mom or a dad. Prayer is the starting place.
Yes.
And in addition to prayer then, Danny, if I'm feeling as a single parent like I need a reset with my child, what are some practical things I can do?
Yeah, and I love that, John. First, I want to read Psalm 55, John.
Okay,
and I
the
think
whole thing?
Not the whole thing. I love that.
This is the Bible. We're with Dr. Danny Huerta.
That's right. It starts off with, give ear to my prayer, O God. And then in verse 4, it says, my heart is in anguish within me. The tares of death have fallen upon me.
That's deep stuff.
And then at the end of this, John, I love how it ends. It says, but I will trust in you. And man,
so the
we
psalmist
model
is,
that.
The psalmist is expressing deep, heartfelt emotion.
Yeah.
And closes with, but I'm going to trust you, God.
Yeah, first you say, yeah, give ear to my prayer, and then, but I will trust you. Mm. It all begins there. How are we establishing in our rhythms throughout the day a trust within our home? Am I a consistent person? Am I available? Am I, if I say we're going to do this, do we do it? So kids have lost trust in what they thought was going to be there. And so in a single parent home, you can reestablish that through your consistencies. And it begins with, how do you pray? How do you trust in your Heavenly Father? And out of that, how are you establishing rhythms in your home that show that? So if you say, hey, we're going to be going to an amusement park, then do it on the day you said you were going to do it, to establish that trust. Find opportunities to have some fun in the home and some laughter. Maybe it's Nerf gun fights in the house, hide and seek with the lights out. Be creative. It doesn't have to be expensive. But find those new things that you want to bring into your home. Newness and novelty are so good for new chapters of life. Mm. Ask your kids, what are some new things you guys want to try out to be a part of our home? Maybe it's a new menu. Maybe it's a new food that you're going to try out. Maybe it's a new hike that you're going to explore. Maybe you guys are going to learn something new together, whether it's drawing, painting, an instrument, a sport. Do some workouts together, take walks, bike rides, find a new place to go. The sky's the limit on that, John. And the fact is, you want to be consistent, available, creative. Get some input from your kids along the way.
Yeah, and it begins with prayer, but those are some practical steps, great steps. And we're aware that you might be feeling like, that's fine for you to say, Danny, but I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Well, give us a call and tell us what you can do. Let us explore that with you. We have caring Christian counselors here, and they would love to have a chance for a free phone consultation with you. They'll spend 20 minutes or so with you. They'll offer to pray with you. They'll offer resources. And if you need, they can direct you to somebody in your own area for ongoing counseling. It all begins with a free phone call, 800, the letter A in the word family, 800-A-FAMILY. And then get a copy of Roland's book, Raising Sons of Promise, which we're making available today for a gift of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. It may be that you can pay it forward. Let me encourage you to do that. Make a donation to Focus on the Family today and know that we're putting your dollars to work in ministry literally around the world to help parents show up and be the best they can be. Donate today, either a monthly pledge or a one-time gift, and get your copy of the book, Raising Sons of Promise. The details are in the show notes. And we're going to be talking about how to converse with your children about healthy sexuality next time. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Hey, parents. Parent here. I don't know about you, but most parenting advice I've found is a lot like my son's favorite foods, just beans and hot dogs. It's bland and way too juvenile for how old he actually is. But Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails have biblical stuff that helps me be intentional as a parent. It's great, like a chef salad of parenting tips. If you want biblical, practical, and personal tips to your inbox, here's how. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get weekly emails that make a difference.